This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for February 11th, 2016, episode 1358.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Mary Kitzmiller usually fills this space each month, but she is busily getting unpacked from a truly harrowing trip back from California, which we will hear about in great detail later this month. So sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece from the Hit 'em Audio Vaults.
Well, good morning, everybody. I used this short intro because we have to explain what we're doing today. We're doing something a little bit different. We are periscoping today, and I didn't know what periscope was till last weekend. Jamie had no idea what it was till about 10 minutes ago. So actually, you saw Debbie doing it out at when you were out at Monty Roberts, right?
Yes, Debbie Laux was periscoping from the gentling pen. And when Monty was working one of the horses, or some students were working a horse, I don't know. And I just thought, what are you doing, you crazy woman? And now you're crazy too.
Yeah, periscoping is just a live feed. It's this app you download to your phone called Periscope. And it's free so far. They'll charge for it later, I'm sure. But you just hit record, and basically everybody sees what you're seeing through your phone's camera. Now, I have my phone sitting up. This is great. I have it sitting on the lamp with a towel holding it in place. And I've taped the towel to the lamp. That is my tripod today for
so the Periscope. Basically the periscoping app, if you log on, it's Glenn.
Right now you'll just see me. We're going to do a little tour if you hang around to after Daily Winnie's today, where Jennifer's going to come in and we're going to give a little tour of the studio, and we're going to kind of explain how we do the show with all of my computers here. So we're going to kind of give a tour of that. I know we have some podcasters watching today to kind of see how we do that. So, and I know we have a lot of auditors. There were about 30 of them that downloaded the app last night, and listeners, so that they could see what goes on. So we hope you're hearing it okay through Periscope. I ran some speakers, and we're hoping that you can hear it. I'm not technologically savvy enough to figure out how to hook this fancy
mixer. Whatever. Yes, you are. Your office is the Starship Enterprise.
I can't figure out how to hook the mixer into the phone. I can't figure that out yet. So that'll have to come later. One of the reasons we wanted to do Periscope, though, Jamie, was every time we go to ADA, to the trade show, and we do our live Horses in the Morning show from the trade show, we talk about, 10, 15 new products that are coming out that nobody's ever seen before. And we always get people saying, would you video it so we can see the product? So this time, Jennifer's going to be periscoping the show that Helena and I do a week from Monday at ADA. So you'll actually get to see the show and see the products.
Fun.
Yeah. So I think that, and we're going to periscope all weekend as we're walking around. We're going to see how many of these sales reps for these various companies we can get on. Well, we're not going to give them a choice. We're just going to walk up and turn it on. So that should be fun. I think it'll be a lot of fun for people to follow along the trade show, because everybody wants to go to that and you can't. It's a closed show for wholesalers and retailers, except for us. And we sneak in and we do the things we're not allowed to do. So we're kind of rebels that way.
Yeah, basically I loved going to ADA. It was super fun. You know, there's all these people that are trying to sell. I get, my take on it was they're trying to sell their product to a big retailer. And so the retailers are walking around, but the people don't know that I'm not somebody who's really important. So you walk up to them and they're like, hi, and they're super nice, and they're letting you try things and put this on and do this. And they treat you like Pretty Woman. you know, going shopping with the credit card. And so, and then they're like, oh, you don't have anything to do with this. Okay, bye-bye. But for a few minutes, you feel like Julia Roberts and give her your tie. Give her your tie. See, you're not going to get that reference.
No, I won't.
A lot of what listeners did. So that's what it is like, ladies.
Well, Jennifer, what is coming up on today's show? We actually do have a show planned for today.
Yes, we do. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, once we've finished our tour of Glenn's Studio A, it's on to Dr. B's Bluegrass with Dr. Waldridge, who's going to tell us about his hopefully upcoming TV show. And then the light at the end of the tunnel comes into view as we rush headlong into our weekend with really bad ads in tow. So stay tuned for the Friday, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Daily Winnie time. My Daily Winnie goes out to our new auditors. I haven't done this in a while, so I want to recognize Ann Marbody, Larry Dussler, Susanna Asprey, Lee Dufresne, Misty West, and Anna Welsh. Thank you so much for becoming auditors here on the Horse Radio Network.
Woo-hoo!
We haven't talked about that in a while, but auditors are people who see value in the show, kind of a value for value proposition. They like having us there, and they want to help support the hosts on the Horse Radio Network. 50% of the money from auditors goes directly to the hosts. It gets divided up amongst all the hosts here on the network. And it's your way of just helping support the show with anything as little as a dollar a month. Just head on over to Horses in the Morning. There's a big banner in the middle of the page if you want to become an auditor. They do get some benefits, and I wanted to tell the auditors that you have a new auditors roundtable that we taped coming out this weekend. I'll be getting that done this weekend. So there's a new auditors roundtable, and that's where several of our auditors get together, and they just have a conversation about horses, like in a tack room. They just sit around and talk about horses and their lives and stuff, and it's kind of an inside look at our listeners. And then we also have another bloopers reel coming out very shortly. So that'll all be coming up for auditors. But thank you so much for being auditors. We appreciate it.
All right. Now, you know me, and you know that I am not a very political person. Okay. I did watch the debates last night. And yes, I do think Ben Carson should be our next president. And Donald Trump is a total idiot. However, I'm going to take a different political look at my state today because, and we're going to play the audio. And do you want to play the audio now or do you want to do Periscope first?
Let's make it wait. We'll do Periscope first and then we'll get to the hard news.
Okay, so my Daily Winnie goes out to John McCain, Jeff Flake, and Doug Ducey. And those are all Arizona governor and Republicans and or governors and senators that have helped us with the roundup and the postponement of the roundup of the Salt River Wild Horses.
Woo-hoo! Good job.
So we will talk a little bit more about that later, but it is officially postponed, at least until the Senate comes back into session. So they're looking like mid-September, end of September. So we've bought us a little bit of time to do some research, and us, like I'm out there with a clipboard, but they have some time.
Are you counting horses this weekend, Jamie?
Yeah, sort of going, you know, I'm going to start
bringing your alfalfa cubes out.
Yeah. Who's who? You know, I did a Gently Wild Horses program at Monty Roberts Farm.
I should be
a pro. I should be perfect. So anyway, they bought some more time to kind of figure out what they're going to do with the Salt River Wild Horses and hopefully get them designated to be wild. I know that the Native American community around that area also spoke out. So it's just a fantastic, just a whole state came together to rally against the federal government. And like John McCain and Doug Ducey were like, over my dead body, you're taking these horses. It's not going to happen.
As far as we can talk about it. I want to talk to you more about it in a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
get into it a little bit deeper.
John McCain, come on!
All right, we want to give you a quick tour here on Periscope. If you're not watching, then now's a good time to turn it on. Is anybody watching, Jennifer? Are we doing this for ourselves?
There's nobody. Yes, we have
Okay. Thousands. Okay, good. So this is the studio. We'll walk over here and we'll see how we do the show first. I have three computers that I have on my desk here. And I have a mixer. I have a 12-track mixer, which we had to buy to be able to do the live show.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
All right. So you're talking about this now, but a lot of our listeners are going to listen later. Is there a way that you can save this?
Yes, so what we're going to do is there's a program called Catch, KATCH.me. KATCH.me, because Periscope videos go away after about 24 hours, 48 hours. So what Catch Me does is it takes your Periscope videos and saves them. So what we're going to do is put them on our YouTube channel at Horse Radio Network.
Okay.
So we'll take this video down today and we'll get it over, hopefully, onto our YouTube channel. That's the plan anyway. So yes, you'll be able to do that. So on the left here, we have my Mac, which is about 10 years old. And on that, we actually run a recorder, and then we have Jamie on Skype, and any of our Skype callers end up coming through that. Then I have four screens with two things on each screen to make this happen. The middle screen here is our show notes. By the way, if you've ever wondered what our show notes look like, that's them. That's our show notes. We just put what's coming in what order. You can see we have no questions prepared because we don't do that.
And sometimes some of us wish that the other person would prepare. It does create tension.
And then there's our news stories. And then, of course, it's Friday. So at the bottom of the list down here is our bad ads. And so this is what bad ads look like when we start. I am blue. Jamie is the pretty purplish color. And Jennifer is pink on this. We're all color coordinated. And I'll go back up. So that's the color.
Just so you know, we can't as viewers, we can't really
see the screen.
The screen, just so you know.
All right. Then I also, on this screen, I also do all of our sound. So all of our sound is over there. So when we need to play that girl or the buzzer or whatever, it's all done. Actually, I do it through iTunes. I have it all through iTunes there. And then we have, over on this screen, I have Facebook and our call-in studio, which is where our callers all come through.
People loved the minions in the background, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Give them a shot of the minions. And then, Jamie, look at what's on the wall to the right of the minions. Do you see it?
I do. So you have my name on the wall.
We do. That with banner. It's the banner for those listening. Says Celebrity Marshals, Glenn and Jennifer Hebert, Jamie Jennings, Horse Radio Network. Because we'll explain why we have that banner. We have it.
Viewers are loving that.
Yes, they like a lot of hearts. We were the Celebrity Marshals at the parade at Norco, Christmas parade, when we were out at Norco, California, Horsetown, USA. I think you had to leave before the parade, though.
I was going to say, I don't remember that.
Yeah, because you left the day before the parade. We were in a carriage for the parade, and this banner was there, so everybody knew who we were. It's the only time we've been Celebrity Marshals of anything.
Yeah, no, and I've never been one, so...
And then on the computer on the right over here, I have another recorder. We do a backup of the show. And then also the live feed, the Mixler feed that goes out that everybody listens to is off of that computer. And then it all runs back. This is what took us weeks to figure out, is how to run all those chords back through our 12-track mixer and make it all play together nicely. And with this now, Jamie, I didn't even tell you this. With this now, I can have three guests, three separate microphones and three separate headphones in the studio here with me. So we could have a full show right here in the studio now. And then everything else is just pictures. And if Jennifer, can you get close to the Percheron pictures up there? I don't know if they'll come through or not. This is, I often talk about owning a Percheron. Well, the top one there, Jennifer, is my pictures. They're small, so I don't know if you're going to see them, of my Percheron, who was about 18 and a half hands and weighed over a ton.
Okay, from further away, all the pictures looked black and white, and they look like they were from the 1800s.
Well, that's probably about right, though, Jamie. That's probably about right. That's a good guess. So,
is that a Frisian? Oh, it's a Percheron.
Yeah, Percheron. I only am.
That is 6'1".
Yeah.
He's standing next to that Percheron.
Yeah, that was a big horse.
Nice shorts.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That was from the 80s, probably. 70s or 80s. 80s. That was probably in the 80s we took that picture. Yeah, I do. I just throw it on shelf.
Is that a minion balloon on your door?
I have minions everywhere. I'm telling you, there are minions all over the office. Can you count the minions in Glenn's office? I'm not wearing a minion shirt today.
No, so that's me.
Jennifer's wearing the minion shirt. Okay, I think that's a pretty good tour. You see what...
Oh, one more thing.
Yep. Uh-oh. I don't know about that.
We can't hear Jennifer.
Yeah, so. Okay. There's the Hort Radio Network mascot is Glory. So there's Glory.
How do you give hearts? I don't even know how to do that.
Just tap the screen. Just keep tapping the screen and it gives hearts. And that, let's show the beast.
Oh my God, that's the cutest thing ever. Here comes the kitty. He's like, get away from me.
So Glory and the beast hang out together a lot. A lot of times the beast sleeps between Glory's legs. So Glory's very tolerant of the cat. I don't know why, but she is. So.
That is one super stressed out dog.
Yeah, man. She's real high strung.
Your cat is getting a lot less hearts. Okay. This is great. I'm glad we can do this.
Jennifer's going to put you guys back down and we'll continue with the show. So do you want me to play the audio here for Salt River?
Yes, definitely. Okay. So this is from the ABC 15 News. Every news channel has really been following the Salt River horses. It has become, it's become a national and international news story. And it's just these poor little ponies that are in my backyard or way east of me. Anyway, so here's the news story.
She has a big backyard.
I have a big backyard. It's Arizona. So here's the news story.
Still a lot of questions tonight about what will happen to the Salt River horses in the future. Will they come to sanctuaries like these? Will they be auctioned off, or will they stay in the wild?
This is Reyes.
From a scared horse to an affectionate one, Glenn Davis has brought this guy back to life.
You couldn't get near him. You'd go to touch him and he'd shake all over.
Filling up their water buckets is part of his nightly routine at New Beginnings Paso Fino Horse Rescue. He worries about wild Salt River horses trying to be moved to a place like this. As the battle unfolds, Governor Doug Ducey already saying the horses will be provided sanctuary. His people telling us the Parks Department or nonprofits could step in to help if need be.
You're taking them out of a wild environment and trying to domesticate them, and I don't see how it's going to work.
Plans at the Tonto National Forest on hold.
We are not ready to impound horses.
Mary Templin says the wording of their notice may have caused confusion.
The way that legal notice is written, it says we could. So we're just saying we don't plan to. We're agreeing to sit down and meet with some of the state legislature and
that poor lady just is trying to do her
job. And when meetings get underway, advocates like Davis will be rallying to let the horses stay in the wild where he and many believe they belong.
I think it's a stall tactic and waiting for things to settle down and see if they can wrangle some other way of doing it without causing so much of a commotion.
Still a lot of trust issues with the Salt River horses and the U.S. Forest Service. A lot of advocates do plan to go out to the Salt River to keep an eye on the horses to make sure they are safe throughout the weekend. Reporting in Phoenix, Kim Tobin, ABC 15 News.
Let's be honest, though. The only reason they canceled or postponed this was because they had two senators and a governor call them.
Oh, yeah. No, that chick Templin, the one that was quoted, you said, she's just doing her job. She works for the Forest Service. That is one of the coldest, most heartless biatches that I've ever looked at. She was the one who was on the first news story. I didn't play it because it was super boring because she has no personality. But she's the one who's basically like, yeah, they got to go. And she's like that teacher in your school that nobody likes.
She kind of looked like the librarian type. Yeah. It was going to smack your fingers with the ruler. Yeah.
Pale skin, never worked, never had an actual day of work in her life. And just really unpleasant. So anyway, I bristle when I even see her because she's the one who basically was like in the first newscast. Yeah, they may get slaughtered. That's just the reality of the whole thing. Now, the problem is, going to sanctuaries is wonderful, but that's not what people want. That's not what we want. We want the horses to stay wild. There should be no reason these horses are getting moved off of their land. So, implement your birth control procedures. There's less than 100 horses. They're saying 65 now to 65 to 100.
And this is tens and tens and tens of thousands of acres.
Oh, my gosh. It's huge. It's huge. And it's just crazy that it's not crazy. It's graze people that want the grazing land. In the end, that's exactly what it's going to turn out to be. So at any rate, I am planning a trip. You guys are going to Ada and you've given me an entire week off. So at that time, Chad is going out of town and my mother's coming in town. And what did I do the last time my mother came in town? I made her go buy a wild horse.
Oh, yes. You drug her to the auction 18 hours away through the desert.
I did. So now I'm dragging her to the Salt River and I'm like, we're going to go look at wild horses. And so
why did she come back?
I don't know. Bless her heart. She's just always up for an adventure. She's like, okay. I'll go. I saw that on the news. That sounds good. She's kind of like me, where we're just both like, whatever happens, happens. Or I'm kind of like her, I guess. So she's coming in town, and we're actually going to go down there, try to find a hotel room close by, get up, go see the horses early. Yes, we will have a two-year-old. He'll probably spook them all away, but we'll at least get to catch a glimpse of them and hopefully see them. So I will keep you up to date on that. I'm so excited. I can't wait to just hit the road. It's only about an hour and 20 minutes away from me, realistically. So it's not that far.
You should have been there. I mean, you've lived there forever. You should have gone a long time ago.
Well, and the reason is Chad is, I guess, I call it BJ before Jamie. He actually went to the Salt River and tubed it. And he was like, that's a really cold river. And it's such a redneck experience. I'm never doing it again. And so I've never had anybody to go with. But now.
Doesn't he know you came from Georgia?
I know.
You're all into redneck experiences. You grew up with redneck experiences.
We tubed the Nantahala. We tubed the Hooch. I mean, the Chattahoochee. He's like, is that the one that gets hotter than a Hoochie Coochie? I'm like, yes, exactly. God. Yeah, I'm from Georgia. We didn't care. Yeah, so anyway, there was a tubing in Helen, Georgia, the little Dutch town. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to go without him. That's how I'm going to have to go.
Well, did he know that? Was he surprised when you jacked up your pickup truck to about 12 feet?
I told him that was for the four-wheel drive. Oh. It's higher. No, I'm not super redneck. I just enjoy country things sometimes.
Oh, you did grow up in Georgia.
I know. You can't shake it. You can shake the accent, y'all.
Well, that's good. It's a postponement anyway. It's probably, you know, there's enough pressure on. They're going to let this thing go and probably not argue about it for a while. Now, what I'm afraid of is what the federal government has been known to do recently is that they're going to just do it without anybody looking one day.
Yeah, no, I just don't think it. I think that's what they were trying to do on Monday when they just posted this notice. But I don't think they realized the monster following that they would immediately get from this. I think they posted it on a Monday. They probably had to do 5 days. And in that 5 days, it just erupted. So I really feel like they thought they were going to get away with that, but they didn't.
Got it. Very good. Well, we have, I think we're going to have to go to a song because I have a bit of a technical issue in here in that I've lost connection to Colin's studio.
I don't know what that means.
That
but
means that we will not hear our caller and Jennifer cannot hear us at all. So you're really getting some inside baseball. This is the first time that has ever happened to us. So I'm
did you say inside baseball?
Yeah, I did that for your benefit.
Thank you. I like that.
So you're actually going to hear, there's no way I can do this without you guys hearing it. So you're actually going to hear some beeping. You're going to hear me calling back to call in studio. Because they're probably going to ask for our PIN number and everything again.
Thank you for calling Colin Studios host and Paul Screener line. Please enter your show number.
I can't do this any other way. So.
Is this your PIN number, like, for the bank account?
No, it's not the same.
Darn it.
Hold on. It's the first time this has happened since we had the new system.
You are now in the host room and can manage your callers from the Colin Studio web interface.
Creepy.
Jennifer should be back now. Can you hear us now again, Jennifer?
Yes. Wonderful.
Okay, good. Good, because I there was no way other way I could do that.
Huh. I wonder how that... hope that doesn't happen too often.
No, I mean, it hasn't happened since we started it several months ago. I don't know why it dropped off. You know Skype. It has its own mind sometimes.
Yes, it does.
Well, you know what's 1 year from now? Like, now?
What?
The Olympics, believe it or not.
We're
counting down to Rio. Rio starts August 5th of 2016. And it's the test events are going on right now for equestrian sports. Now, what they're doing with the test events this year for the Olympics is they're running them with just horses from Brazil. So about 200 athletes will compete, or about 200 equestrians will compete in the test events. There are 10,000 athletes from 206 National Olympic Committees that will be there next year, but they're doing the test events right now. The way it stands now, what you have to do is qualify as a team to compete as a team at the Olympics. So each country has to do qualifiers throughout the years. They have to win like a World Cup or something like that to get qualified to be a team at the Olympics. Otherwise, you can go as an individual. So right now we have...
Can I go?
Yeah, you can go as an individual. Yeah, you can sign up. I think you actually have had to won something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
or well. You know what? I think you actually have had to have competed in something.
I am an amazing ribbon dancer gymnast.
For some reason I could picture you doing that.
Don't think too hard about it, though.
In your pajamas. Ten nations have qualified for jumping so far. Six nations have qualified for dressage. And there are eight nations that have qualified for eventing. And we have qualified for all three at this point. So so that's what's happening now as far as the Olympics. We'll be doing, of course, a lot more coverage of that as we come on. And we'll hear Leslie from Horse Nation will not be with us the next 2 weeks because guess what? See, you got the wrong media job, Jamie.
I know.
Because she's already going to Rio to cover the test events.
She's already there. She posted a picture of a beautiful sunset on Eventing Nation because that's who she's kind of writing for right now. And oh my gosh. Hi, do you mind going to Rio for? Yes. I mean, no, I'll go. When do I go? Sign me up.
I don't know how she gets these good gigs. I don't know. Do you think they'd all be fighting for the Rio post? But, you know, it is just a test event at this point. But that would be fun because there's a lot less stress. It's a little more laid back.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I want to be there when they test to see whether or not the toilets work, test to see whether or not the newly constructed roads actually function.
It's interesting that you bring that up because apparently there's a lot more infrastructure to go. They're not finished yet. They have some building to do. So they had a virus too down there, which I had never heard of. It's one I'd never heard of that hit the barns there. Most of the equestrian events happen at a large military facility, which, by the way, the competitors that have been down there before have been very happy about because it's guarded and has a fence around it. So, but they had a bad disease that hit a couple of the horses, and they weren't sure they were going to be able to bring the horses in for the test event. And whatever this disease is, maybe Jennifer can look it up, whatever this disease is that hit down there can be transmitted to humans, too. I had not heard of it before.
Glanders.
Do you know what that is?
I don't. Thank God.
That's what we've never covered on this show.
All right. Now you got a work to do, Jennifer. Jennifer, somebody who's an expert on glanders.
Find some vet from Brazil to tell us about glanders.
There we go.
I have no idea what glanders is. I thought we covered everything there was to cover health-wise in the 5 years we've been doing this.
Sounds like something that has pus. Yeah,
it sounds gooey.
It sounds like a pussy disease.
It does, doesn't it? Hey, what's up with Dortmund, the one racehorse that we followed in the past?
Bless his heart. Remember we talked to his breeder. Dortmund ran in the Derby Preakness, and I don't think he'd never ran the Belmont. But he was close up front, and he actually bruised some ribs. And now if you remember, Dortmund is like 17-2. He is a massive horse. And the stalls at training facilities and Keeneland and all those barns in San Anita and wherever are usually 12 by 12. So I can imagine that Dortmund is pretty tight in that little stall of his. They need to almost take the wall out for him to the next door. And unfortunately, he got cast. He got cast in the barn, in the stalls, and they took him out of training. But now they've realized that he has bruised ribs. Bless his little heart. Bless his ginormous heart. He got cast. You know, and that is one of those things. You know, I read Us Weekly in the airport for some reason. I always get that one. And it's like that section of it where stars, they're just like us. And there's like a picture of somebody, you know, at Starbucks buying a latte, or there's a picture of a celebrity in the grocery store. And this reminded me of stars. They're just like us. I had a horse get cast here. And I'm like, you know, if it can happen to Dortmund, it can happen to my house. And so that was kind of what it reminded me of, was stars. They're just like us. Our famous racehorses, they're just like our horses. Crap happens. So anyway, he's got some bruised ribs. He's going to be out a couple weeks.
Well, that Percheron I showed you in the picture earlier on Periscope, we got cast in a stall. Now, we have a 18.5 hand, 1-ton Percheron that is laying sideways with his feet up in the air against the stall. And he couldn't move. His feet were stuck. He was stuck. So we didn't know quite what to do. So we actually went to the plumbing shop next door to our house and said, can we have a couple guys in here? And we got 4 ropes. We tied 1 rope to each foot. And then we pulled him over, hoping that because there's 4 of us now in a stall with this great big Percheron, we were hoping that he wouldn't roll over and then immediately thrash around to get up and hurt one of us, right? So we're all trying. We said, okay, we all have to synchronize getting out the door when we roll him over, because if he thrashes around to get up and kicks out, we're in trouble. So he was just laying there as quiet as could be. You gotta love draft horses. He was just laying there as quiet as could be. We, on the count of 3, took everything we could for 4 of us to roll him over. We rolled him over and we all crashed out the door. And what did he do? He laid there and went, thanks. And just laid there. And finished taking his nap. Got up and he was fine.
He was probably fine the whole time. He's like, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, I planned this.
I'm just snuggling against the wall. Right.
I'm just taking a break here. What are you guys all worried about?
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, what's the problem? Sometimes we worry too much, I think.
I know. He was probably fine. And as a person next door, as a plumber, you want me to do what? I'm not coming over there. No way. You want me to help you flip over a 17?
You should have seen their faces when they came into the stall.
Oh, my gosh. My brother's a plumber, and I just can't imagine him having anything to do with this at all.
We didn't have anybody else around. There were nobody out at the barn at the time. I don't know if it's morning or evening. I don't remember. But we've all had cast horses, right? I guess we did the right thing. We tied a lead rope to each one of their legs and pulled. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
I don't know what you're supposed to do either. And maybe we could have an expert on about that, because basically I've done the same thing you've done, is tie something to some part that you can get to and have everybody pull. And not one rope, obviously, but like I'll put a lead rope on the head and then try to like tie around each back leg. Or it depends on the situation.
Now, when you did yours, did they just roll over and were fine, or did they thrash to get up then at that point?
Oh, it was a thrash, because I bless his heart, I came out in the morning, and it was the little paint horse that we have boarded here, and I came out in the morning, and he was just stuck under the bars. And that's the problem with these mare motels, is they're just bars, because the air has to go through. You can't have a barn. So he was under the whole thing, and so we had to pull his hind end backwards and totally out of it, and he was not happy. He was ready to get up. He did not act like a draft horse. He acted like a silly, silly paint horse.
Yeah. Well, I think most of them do that. It's dangerous. I mean, that's a dangerous thing to do, because you are in their stall. And things are going to happen very quickly after you get them rolled over, unless you're a draft horse who just kind of lays there.
He's like, whatever.
Whatever.
Do you want another news story?
Hold that till we get done with our guest? Let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products first, and we'll be right back with our guest of the day out of Lexington, Kentucky.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, we want to thank you to KPP. You know, I got to tell you, I did an interview yesterday for the School of Podcasting, which has been around for a long time, and people pay to go learn how to podcast there. And I did an interview for their podcast, and he asked me what the first sponsor was. And the first sponsor we ever had seven, almost 8 years ago now, with the Horse Radio Network was Kentucky Performance Products. She was the first one to believe in us when we had nobody listening and just to believe in the dream. And she has been with us every week since. So
she's awesome.
Yeah, Karen, thank you so much, and all the gang over there at Kentucky Performance Products. We love you guys, and we appreciate you being part of the shows for all these years. Well, our first guest is coming from there. Actually, he's out at, I don't know what track, he's somewhere at one of the tracks there in Lexington, Kentucky. His name is Dr. Brian Waldridge, and we're having him on for a couple reasons. One, just because he's a cool guy. Two, he's pitching a TV show that we want to find out how all that works. And three, he worked on one of the famous horses out at Old Friends. Good morning, Dr. Waldridge.
Good morning. Thanks for asking me to be on this morning.
Can we just call you Brian, or should we call you Dr. Waldridge or Dr. B? That's the name of your show.
Oh, call me Brian. That's what I'd prefer. Anything works.
Okay, good. Well, you can tell he's from Kentucky. Anything goes. No problem, whatever. Hey, Brian, where are you at right now?
I'm at the Thoroughbred Training Center, which is out kind of edge of Lexington, out towards Paris. I have a mare that's in training, so I come out here on my days off. I'm the groom and hot walker and trying to see what she's up to. We thought she'd get in a race this weekend, but none of them would fill, so we're shooting for next week.
Wow. Are you on the one on Paris Pike?
Yes, ma'am. Out there on Paris Pike, there's about 300-400 horses here, so it's pretty busy in the morning.
That's where I started my exercise riding career, you guys. That's where I got licensed and exercise rode for a long time. So I'm very familiar with that place and those barns. So that's really cool. What's your filly's name so we can follow her?
Her name is Love, Love Me Do, like the Beatles song.
Oh my gosh, what a great name.
That's a great name. I can now hear the announcer announcing that.
I didn't name her, but I really like it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Okay, well, we'll be following you, and hopefully you'll get her in a race or two here. Where are you running her at? Churchill? Where would you run right now around there?
Well, she likes Belterra. That's where she goes, which is up in Cincinnati. So that's where she's been going lately. She likes that track, and that's where we're wanting to send her to. Right now in Kentucky, the Ellis Park out in western Kentucky is the only place running. So she's had about 5 weeks off. We just gave her a vacation, so she's trying to get back ready to run. And you know, Belterra is nice and close. We take her up there.
Cool.
Well, Dr. B, let me ask you, are you a veterinarian? Is that your chosen career?
Yes, sir. I chose it and did it. So yes, sir, it's what I do most of the time.
And you mostly do racehorses?
All horses, you know, a little bit of racehorse or mostly racehorses. And, you know, I work on a few, sport horses and, for friends and all too. But all horses, that's all I've known for, I guess over 20 years now. I don't even work on my own, dogs and cats. I don't know much about them anymore.
So now you have a pilot out there for TV shows. A couple things I want to talk to you about. One is that it's called Dr. B's Bluegrass. And I watched the pilot for it, and I was expecting a veterinary show, right? Because you're a vet. But it really is a little different than that. It's more of a lifestyle show, and you were really highlighting Central Kentucky. So where did you envision the show going?
Well, we wanted to do, like you said, I wanted it to be veterinary. We had a breeding farm lined up, and it was, I think we did that pilot on a Halloween day, and it was just hard to line everybody up between the farm manager and the veterinarian and all. So that segment fell through. But as you said, the lifestyle, that was kind of what I envisioned with it. I always say being an equine veterinarian is not really a career choice. It's a lifestyle choice. And what I wanted to show was both veterinary medicine and just the really cool people and horses that you run into really on a daily basis here. And just show everybody what's out there, because I just think the people you run into working on horses are just the coolest people you'll ever see.
I got to tell you, every time I've tried to watch Dr. Pohl's show, which I'm sure you have seen, every time I try and watch that show, he's always castrating something. Every time I turn it on, he's castrating something. I think that man doesn't do anything but snip, snip. And I have to turn it off because I just can't stay.
Yeah. Yeah. That is an important part of the job, you know, population control. And I always say, you know, there's room for one more gelding in the world, so I don't ever turn down the chance.
Oh, this man's right up your alley there, Jamie.
I love him. I love it.
And I can't forget, there was some, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying you were at the training center, and my favorite thing to do is provide brain surgery for animals. So I think, we'd get along quite well.
And I forget, you guys probably know this, there's some famous horse trainer, thoroughbred trainer, that said if he castrated every male horse he ever trained, he would have only made two mistakes. I can't remember who that was, but I always remember that one, too.
That's pretty good, actually. That's funny. So now this process of getting a TV show on air is not easy, is it?
No, it's probably been the hardest thing I've ever tried to do, but you have to deal a lot with rejection and heartbreak, but I'm half Irish, so I'm genetically prepared for that. But it's tough. And, you know, the bad thing is you get little snippets of hope, you know, that everything's going to work out, and then it just falls through.
But it was like when I was dating Dr. B, I had little snippets of hope, and then it would just fall through.
That's what happens, you know, you just keep the CD on, don't stop believing, and try and listen to it every day. You know, I have listened to it like 7 times in a row sometimes, just to try and keep yourself going.
Oh my God, I want to give him a hug.
But it's fun, you know, the Facebook page I set up, it's fun. It's because I get to, there's a fair number of people that look at that every day, and you know, sometimes pictures get shared a lot, and I see a lot of people have seen it. So yeah, it's fun for me just to have that out there and see comments from people that liked something that I posted, or you know, to put up some pretty interesting image that people enjoy seeing.
What's the wildest thing you've ever had in your doctoring career there in Lexington, which, by the way, we lived there a long time. Jamie did, too. We all love Lexington. But we always ask the vets, what's something that really stands out in your mind?
I guess here it's pretty calm. You know, I used to practice in rural Georgia and then Alabama, where you know, absolutely anything was possible. But I guess here, the thing that stands out the most to me was Dave Silver Charm came to Old Friends, because I just watched him walk down that ramp. And I thought, man, that's Silver Charm, you know. And I guess Game On Dude would be up there with it, too, because I remember when he ran the Dubai World Cup, I was doing yard work, set my phone, so I went in and watched him run. And you know, seeing him, I thought, you know, I came in to watch this horse run, and it's really cool to see them. And you know, now I can just go up, hang out with them by myself. So I think seeing those famous horses come down that ramp, you know, that Sally ramp in Old Friends, has just probably been the thing that stands out the absolute most in my mind for working here.
And you actually help out at Old Friends, and of course we've had him on a number of times on the show, and we've talked about Old Friends a lot over the years, and you helped out with a horse named Walenda out there. Tell us a little bit about Walenda. What was the story there?
He's an amazingly tough horse. You know, we call him a living miracle, and he is. He's lost most of his suspensory apparatus in a hind limb, and he has these special shoes that Dr. Fraley and Barry and the guys out at Fraley Podiatry make for him. But he's, if you take an x-ray of the side of his foot, the nearest thing I know to describe how his foot looks is like if you take an x-ray of a cat. You know, his phalanges, you know, the small bones there at his foot, like his coffin bone and all, actually curl up. So he's kind of walking on his pasture. And these shoes make him really comfortable. He goes out every day. You know, he'll bite you if he gets half a chance, and he's a happy horse. And you know, to me, it's just so amazing how well he does with a problem that would have, you know, been a fatal problem for virtually every other horse. But he's a happy, healthy horse, good body condition, and really, you know, he's a favorite on the tour. Everybody wants to see him. A good personality, so you know, he's living a good quality of life despite a fairly terrible problem.
And tell us a little bit about Willenda's racing career.
He did really well. Now, I don't know him as well as some of the others, but he made over $1 million and is, you know, as a racehorse, did really well. And that's about all I know about him. Sorry, I don't keep up with him like I should.
No, it's okay, because I'm trying to find information on him while we're talking about him. And, of course, all I can find is the Flying Willendas. So,
well, I don't think he was walking any tightrope.
His old friends still have one.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Well, yeah, they did that. The family came out to the farm at one time. Michael Tedis for us started working and did a tightrope exhibition for him.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Michael is so cool. All right, I'm looking it up on Old Friends right now, but this is a show I could watch. So, when exactly are you thinking? Where are you right now in the process of this TV show? You filmed a pilot, right? So that's the first episode,
ma'am.
And you're trying to pitch it to different networks.
Anybody who'll catch the ball, we're going to pitch it to. So we keep trying to you know, media companies and some networks. Anybody that wants to pick it up and work with us, we're more than happy to do it.
So, like RFD TV, do you guys have RFD in Lexington?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so RFD, you can get your show on. I mean, my God, they've got 47 shows about polka dancing. Get your show on there, but you just have to pay for it, right?
And you might have to do a polka dance in the middle. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You know, I can pick up the accordion if I have to.
So is that something you've thought of? Is there a crowdfunding that needs to be done? Because I think you've got the fun personality for a TV show. I mean, I find you incredibly likable. And I mean, not that I'm anybody important, but I would watch your show. So is there something you could think of with getting it on RFD and maybe just a suggestion?
No, I would love to do that. I think I had sent them some materials. I'm pretty sure I did. And like I said, the crowdfunding is something that I hadn't thought of, because the pilot we did on our own, we paid for all that on our own, just to get something going so that we could kind of show people what we could do. But that's a great idea. I've got to look into that.
Well, then you can put me on the show. How about that?
She can be your producer. She can be your agent.
All right.
No, I want my SAG card. I want to be on the show.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That'd be good.
Let's make this happen.
we'll make you the first guest if we can get it pulled off. We promise.
All right.
Let's set up the crowdfunding. We'll get it done, and just we'll talk about you being on the radio show. That'd be fantastic. So check out the crowdfunding. Get it on RFD. That's a way to go. Like, you can buy your way onto TV, and then maybe it'll get picked up by somebody else. NBC. You'll be on Thursday night. I mean, my God, the world is your oyster.
Well, I watch the Derby coverage, and I think I can't do worse than some of the people that have covering the Derby, you know, on the front of the attempts at humor. I know I could pull that off.
Didn't you watch
crazy people?
You are half Irish after all. I mean, yeah.
That's right. That's right. I can do it.
If you watched any of the presidential debate last night, you're better than half those guys running for president.
Oh, I can't do that. I just can't.
Yeah, me either. I can't. I can't either, by the way. So, hey, Dr. B, it's Dr. B's Bluegrass TV show. You can find that on Facebook. Just search for Dr. B's Bluegrass, and it'll pop up there. We're going to keep an eye on you. Please keep Jennifer informed of what's going on, and we'll keep the audience updated, okay?
Oh, does he have a Facebook page or something?
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I did. It's Dr. B's Bluegrass. That's where you find it on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to follow you.
Yep, and Jennifer will post a link to it on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning so people can go over and find it.
Oh, that'll be great. I sure appreciate your help, and it was just a lot of fun talking to you today.
And good luck with your filly.
Well, she did all right today. We got a muddy track, but she did all right. She's cranky and really needs a race. We'll try and get her in there. hopefully next Sunday at Belterra, that's what we're shooting for, if anybody wants to see what she does.
Love me do. You
know I wish I had awesome. That ready so we wouldn't have to hear Jamie sing it, but I would have been, I was pretty dumb, wasn't I? Dr. B, thank you.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
All right, take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
God, he had so many good one-liners in there that I could just break out.
So please.
All right, let's play a real song right after this commercial. from our good friends at EcoVet.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if your horse could enjoy a zone of repellency from pesky flies? Well, he can with EcoVet. EcoVet is an entirely new type of fly repellent that is safe for horses and those applying it, offering a real alternative to toxic pesticides like pyrethrins. EcoVet confuses an insect's normal directional ability, the bug's GPS, if you will. So if it can't locate your horse, it can't bite your horse. Dr. Wendy Ying from the Driving Radio Show has been using it in South Florida, also known as the Jurassic Park of biting insects, and she just loves it. EcoVet's active ingredients are naturally occurring food-grade fatty acids that have been clinically shown to improve the condition of horses with difficult-to-treat sweet itch problems. EcoVet is effective on mosquitoes, ticks, noceums, as well as flies. You can visit EcoVet online at eco-vet.com for more information or to order. You can find EcoVet at Dover Saddlery Stores and EcoVet's on Facebook. Just search EcoVet, E-C-O-V-E-T.
I swear I wasn't looking. I just turned around and you were there. We spent all night talking about the things that make us shine and how we never wanted it like this. You're an angel, no doubt about it. You can see right through my disguise. And the way that you're flying's got me mesmerized. I know you're something I could never forget. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. I'm like that pack of cigarettes. I got nothing you need. So go on living your dreams, and I'll keep chasing mine. Let's don't pretend I don't have regrets. Have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again, have a good life. Chalk it up to circumstance. It's over our heads and out of our hands. So have a good life, I hardly know you at all. I may never see you again, but what a weekend, I'll miss you so much. I hope you remember my name. You could have been my best friend, but till our trails meet again. good life.
God, I love him. Woo! That is Have a Good Life. That is Jared Rodgerson. And you can find his music on CD Baby or iTunes or I believe jaredrodgerson.com. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. And I think it's getting close to the time where we get to draw a name for that Flex and Fork.
Yeah, that's after we do Really Bad Ads.
Oh, it's after. So they have to stick around. You guys have to sit there and listen to us and laugh at us.
That's right. That's correct. But we do. You had said you had a news story, and I got a quick news story before we do Really Bad Ads, too, that you're going to love.
Okay. Well, this one's pretty cool. The hometown of Ron Turcotte, which is Grand Falls, New Brunswick in Canada, they just... Oh, this is so cool. Unveiled a life-size bronze statue of Ron Turcotte and Secretariat in full flight. Like he's in like total gallop and Turcotte's looking off to the side. And the picture of him is him in his wheelchair sitting underneath this giant statue. And it's just a really kind of cool moment. He said that he was honored to be in his own town. It was really special. He says, quote, "I have received many awards and trophies from all over, but to have my own town honor me in this way is very special to me and my family." He says it's very touching. Believe me, it made me cry a few times there when he was there. So really, really cool.
Well, Ron getting some love. And of course, Ron rode Secretariat, for those two people in the audience that don't know.
I should have started.
He's been making the rounds for years at signing autographs and doing different things. And I forget at what point he ended up in the wheelchair. I don't know when that happened.
It was a crash a few years after Secretariat.
Was it? Okay.
So yeah, he had unfortunately a short-lived career, but it was of course horse related.
What are you going to do after Secretariat anyway? I mean, is there anything that's going to stand out in your mind more than that? I mean, right.
Well, you know, I mean, there were two other Triple Crown winners in the 70s, but I don't think he could have piloted American Pharoah, you know, wait those 30-something years.
Yeah.
He might be a little old by then.
Yes,
but.
He would, but I'm good. I'm glad he's getting some love. That's terrific.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, there was a lady in England who was getting a little love, too. Only it was she was actually, this was in Germany. We've seen pictures. The only pictures I've ever seen of horses and cars have been out of the United States, right? And they're usually in the South. Well, police in Germany were in shock last week when they found a woman driving along the Autobahn and they pulled her over. I don't know why they pulled her over. But when they how do you get pulled over on the Autobahn? You're supposed to be able to go like 1,000 miles an hour, right? She's driving a Fiat. So I doubt.
She's probably going too slow in
too
the
slow.
Left lane.
In the left lane. You're right. That's probably what it was. So she got pulled over. She's driving a Fiat Panda, which is like a little hatchback. Little tiny hatchback. And when they pulled her over, they were quite surprised when they saw a Shetland pony traveling in the hatchback part.
Oh, my God.
The pony was quietly sitting on a bed of straw. She had put straw down on the carpet in the back. And so when they opened the hatchback, sure enough, there's this little mini. It was a little mini is what it was. A little mini standing there looking. And she said that she was, she told police officers she was planning to drive the pony across the border to the Czech Republic. She was 60 miles into a 300-mile journey when she was stopped. Now, I got to tell you, I'm looking at the picture. This is a little mini. He fits in the back of the hatchback. And she's got straw back there. She did everything she could. This is better than riding in some of the really bad horse trailers we see on Really Bad Ads. This is much better than that. This is much cushier. He's got air conditioning. But they did not let him continue. She had to call somebody with a horse trailer to come pick up the animal. They would not let her continue. And they're debating whether they're going to arrest her or not. I'm
looking at this too, and
I got mixed feelings. I mean, the pony's got it pretty good back there.
It's not a Shetland pony; it's a mini.
It's a mini.
I mean, but still, rules are rules.
I guess.
But
don't arrest her though. She actually tried. She tried.
But she's, is that like sneaking an animal across the border? You know,
I don't
without...
know whether they're doing it for that or actually they said just inadequate transportation or something like that was. Oh, here it was. Transport was not appropriate to the species.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the back of a hatchback. But yeah, there's with this pony and the pony size, it's really no different than a slant load the way it's standing in there.
Yeah, it's probably safer, actually. I guess if you stopped quick, you're going to have a pony in your lap. So it's probably not safe for the driver, is more so. Plus, who wants to go on a 300-mile trip with a pony pooping and peeing in your car?
Yeah, that's kind of bizarre. There's always a big pile at the backside when you trek a ways. Now, I love that this came from Horse and Hound, which is, a, you know, obviously the European website, and it's over in England. And the title of the article is Police... Now, this is funny to Americans. Police stop car with a pony in the boot. I forget they call the trunks boots. It's in the boot. The pony's in the boot.
That's right. Pony's in the boot. All right. Very good. Well, I have that's it for my stories at this point. So I guess it's time for...
I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It is time for Really Bad Ads, that time of the week when our listeners send in really crappy Craigslist ads from the farm and home section, and we have a little fun with them. I got to give some props to EquityMFG.com, our sponsor for this segment, have been for a long time. And, of course, they make the finest manure forks in the whole world. When I was at the podcast conference last weekend, I had a couple of podcasters ask me about my sponsors and how they fit the show. And I said, well, there's nobody that fits Really Bad Ads better than Equity. And I told them that, you know, about 50% of our audience, as best we could tell, listens while they're cleaning stalls. So it's perfect to have somebody while they're cleaning stalls to tell them about the best manure fork out there. That is what resonated. It got mentioned on a couple of the talks that were there, is that we had... that basically people are shoveling crap while listening to our shows. They found that extremely funny and hilarious, and they said, you have the only podcast in the world where people are cleaning stalls while listening to your shows. And I said, yes, and we're proud of that.
Proud of it.
So Equity got a lot of love at the podcasting convention this weekend, telling them all about how they sponsor this segment. They do, and you know what? You know, the other thing I told them is these are not cheap. You know, these are not inexpensive manure forks, but when you're buying the best manure forks on the market, you're going to pay a little more. And then guess what? They're going to last you a lot longer. You're going to go through two or three or four of those cheap, crappy ones you buy at the store for $25, and you can spend $80, have one of these shipped to your house, and it's going to last you years. So,
I'm at, 3 years with mine? So,
that's right. You did. You went three. Is yours still working?
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah, mine hasn't
still
broken
working
yet.
3 years.
our handle is starting to get a little wifty, and we have to, we've added tape to the handle. Now, I need to order a new one. I'm just going to get on, and I'm going to order a new one because ours is starting to wear out a little bit. So we have to get a new one ordered. And it's just the handle. The head part's the fine.
Yeah, not weird.
But we leave ours outside. I mean, we don't put it inside. I mean, this thing has been beat on. The one that I'm amazed that still works, it's been 3 years, and I'm still using the shaken fork. And that's the one that does all the work for you and has a motor built into it and batteries. I haven't owned a cell phone for 3 years that the battery has lasted. Batteries in this thing are still as charged. I mean, they charge up to a full charge after 3 years of being outside. I don't get it. I don't know what he does, but they do last. Does your shaken fork still work?
Yeah, of course. Still works perfect. And mine stays in my trailer because I take it to horse shows. I don't really need it because I'm not bedding. So I've used the shaken fork, but it sat in my trailer in the Arizona heat and the battery's totally fine still. Actually, to be honest, let me be totally honest with you. I've never charged it up. I don't even know where the charger is. It still goes. I don't know. It's like powered by the sun. I don't know.
Well, let's do this. It's time for some really bad ads. Margaret sent in the first one. It's pretty short. When you're putting an ad on Craigslist, people, at least tell people a little bit about what you're trying to sell. Your odds are better selling it, too. These are Piatto ponies. P-I-A-T-O. Piatto ponies. And the ad reads, Piatto ponies for sale. Thanks, Fred. That's it.
So I just Googled what is a Piatto pony, because sometimes we miss stuff, and it said zero images or zero results. Did you mean pinto ponies, pit ponies, painted ponies, polo ponies, anything else with a P? Dear God, there's no Piatto. So there is no.
Do you think
Piatto.
He meant pinto? Maybe he meant pinto.
Pinto painted polo pit ponies. That's probably what it is. It's a pinto pit painted pony polo.
That's it. That's what. That's right.
All right, Alex sent in the next one, and ain't this the truth? I'll trade you two roosters for hens. $15. I don't know what that means. All right, I have two silky roosters that needs to. Oh my God! I know why you.
Now you know now you're the crazy chicken lady, right?
I am, but then this. I'm the crazy vegan chicken lady because the ad is, I have two silky roosters that need to find new farms or a stock pot.
I gave you this one intentionally.
I'm sure you did. Now, this is the way to name a chicken. One's name is Uncle Carl, and the other chicken is not Carl. That's his name, not Carl. That's awesome. All right, so I'm going to start naming chickens. This one's Fred, and that one's not Fred. So that's great.
That is pretty good names. How are they going to put Uncle Carl into the stock pot?
You can't do it. You can't put not Carl in the stock pot. You just, they have names.
All right.
Silkies, they got lots of feathers. You'll be going.
Yeah, not much to eat on a silky.
No. Uta sent in the following one. Registered quarter horse, $1,000 in Mount Vernon. I think this is Ohio. Gucci is a 12-year-old, 15.3-hand, registered appendix quarter horse. We just don't have time for her, and she is getting rusty. Would not take much riding to get the kinks out, asking $1,000. She's just getting rusty. She's just standing out there in the field, and she's rusting. Like most
How
of our
exactly are the kinks in there? Like, what is a kink in your world? Is a kink a horse that crew hops a little bit, maybe gets a little quick, or is a kink considered a horse that's going to buck you over and flip you over? You know,
it's the latter. If we know anything about Craigslist ads.
The kinks means it will kill you. Andrea sent in the next one, or Andrea. I like to say Andrea, but it's probably Andrea. Sorry. This is Gunner. Oh, there's no title. Just this is Gunner. Gunner. I love Gunner. I love that name. He is super gentle. Amazing walk. Like 5 different trots and like several different lopes and canters. What knows all the dressage moves. 10 years old and $3,500. Okay, so for a horse that... It sounds like he's gated. It sounds like he's I don't know what else, but he's also a Grand Prix dressage horse because he knows all the dressage moves. That's a good deal at $3,500.
You know what? I saw this. I read this completely different than you did.
Oh, please tell me.
Okay, because it says amazing walk, like 5 different trots and several different loafs and canters, which means he doesn't do any of them. He's always in between everything. He doesn't know how to do any of these right. He doesn't have any dressage moves. The person riding thought, wow, that looks great. And he had no idea what the horse was doing and said, that must be dressage. It's like a horse husband watching dressage. We have no idea what we're watching, but it all looks great.
Same thing. I think we were going the same place. I just was dripping in sarcasm that you didn't pick up.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, a dressage move means that it was probably running sideways, spooking at a plastic bag on the ground, you know, I have a lot of knowledge of what that feels like. It was doing errors above the ground. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
Gunner.
What knows all dressage moves is. Gunner.
Gunner is just not a name for a dressage horse. It's not very refined either.
No.
I'm just saying. But he's super gentle.
I will give an extra bonus point to somebody who can, on our Facebook page, tell me why. Let's see, what's the best way to phrase this? Tell me the reason I like the name Gunner is because Gunner has a twin brother. And I will give you extra bonus points and maybe send you a Horses in the Morning coffee mug if you can tell me who the twin brother to Gunner is. That's all I'm going to tell you.
All right. I don't know the answer to that, too. By the way, Utah sent in that last ad, and she just wrote me a note that says she's listening, and her manure fork from Equity, her Flex and Fork, is now 3 years old and in perfect shape. So it's not just us. Kayla sent in our trailer of the week.
That's not a trailer. That's a chicken house.
Exactly. Like a chicken house. It does. It looks like a chicken house. Trailer for sale, $500 in Canastota. I don't know where that is. Small horse, goat, sheep, etc. Trailer for sale. New tires. Everything works. $500. Now, literally, this is a trailer made of plywood. I think they took one of those little mower trailers, that little flatbed mower trailers, and they actually built a plywood trailer on top. And the top roof of this thing, it looks like an old water bin or maybe a piece of a roof off a barn. I don't know.
Barn tin.
But
yes.
It's very, very homemade. This is one very
awesome.
It does look like it'd be a great chicken coop.
Check out the tread, the tractor tire treads that thing's got.
Oh, it does.
You won't be getting stuck in the mud.
No, that's true.
I don't know. I can't see it because of the weeds around it.
When are people gonna learn to mow around their trailers before they take the picture?
It's actually really cute. Like if it was a chicken coop, you could see like it's like one horse trailer, you know. So there's just one thing, and you could put little bars in there, and
it's got a little escape door in the front.
Yeah. You know, that's a great idea for old dead chicken or horse trailers. You could start a new business making chicken coops out of them and then selling them.
Old dead chickens? Was that?
No,
was
that old dead horse
trailers. That was a Freudian slip.
Yeah. Put your old dead chickens in this trailer and haul them off.
Uncle Carl comes to mind. Go ahead.
Kara sent this one in. Not Carl is the one I think would go. Two horses for one price and $600. And where is Muskogee? That's Oklahoma, isn't it?
I'm proud to be Okie from Muskogee. Yeah, that's Oklahoma. Right. Yep.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, two horses for one price. That's right. You get two horses for one price. I have a Flexion chestnut stallion for sale. The Montana gilding goes with the sale of the chestnut. Both are very gentle. Very gentle. Oh, I can't remember. It says very. I need to go back to my redneck roots.
By the way, it sounds a lot like your southern accent. I'm just saying.
I know. It's Oklahoma. They're southern there.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I was speaking? French?
I thought you were trying to do a Midwestern accent. It was.
I think they're kind of southern in Oklahoma.
Well, you'll find out.
I'll find out. The stallion has a really good lope and gallop. It's Latin easy. Oh yeah, see Blake Shelton's from Oklahoma, and he has a southern accent. I just said Latin, made me think of him. Latin easy. Look at the pictures if interested. Please email. So basically, you buy a Flexion chestnut stallion, and a Montana gilding, G-I-L-D-I-N-G, goes with the sale of the chestnut. Congratulations, $600.
Very confusing ads. All I know is one of them's a stallion, and should probably meet Dr. B very soon.
Yeah,
just saying. Samantha sent the following one in. Horses in Lacon, Kansas. I have two horses for sale. I have a broke paint horse that is good and broke. Besides, she doesn't like to go right. Is she a Democrat? I don't know. The paint does good going out on a rope. Horses on dummy. I also have 3.5-year-old colt for sale. I can ride her, but she does buck a bit. The colt has never been tied up to anything, and it's kind of hard to load. Well, sign me up for that one. I'll buy that one today. She bucks. She's hard to tie up, and you can't load her in the trailer.
No.
Perfect
horse. Two for one. One that bucks and one that you can't catch and load. Oh, my God. I am so going
And one that apparently only goes right. No left.
It won't turn right and it bucks. So man, what a deal. And you know what that says to me is check the horse's back. Oh my God. Seriously, it's in pain. All right. So we moved to Mary. Mary sent in 16 2 plus thoroughbred mare for $800. This mare, it reads like a haiku. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This mare would be a wonderful warm blood cross. Black bay, correct big bone mare. In a brood mare. Real sweet, nice mare. Double honor mare. Asking 800 for the mare. I get it. It's a freaking mare.
And who doesn't have a thoroughbred that wishes they had a wonderful warm blood cross? I don't know what that means. This mare would be a great, wonderful warm blood cross. If it was a warm blood cross.
Yeah, it's a thoroughbred.
It's a thoroughbred. It's not a warm blood cross. You're just dreaming. It'd be more than $800 at that point. That was a good one, Mary. Laura sent in the following one. Paint Appaloosa mare, $2,000 in moat. I can't say it. Great horse. Been broken and is now an awesome companion.
As lame as can be.
Been ridden under English saddle and bridle. It's nice to know. She has the sweetest demeanor. Not like a normal feisty mare. Has lived off grazing and hay, but will eat feed. I haven't met one yet that won't, lady. Her favorite thing, her favorite things to do are follow you around on a walk and rub her head against you. Sounds like a personal ad, doesn't it?
There's a lot of ways you could take this ad.
Yeah.
Aside from
Ben Broken and her awesome companion.
She's totally in your space. She probably steps on your foot when she's rubbing her head against you and pins you up against the door because she needs a fly mask because there's so many flies around her eyes. That's why she's rubbing her eyes on you. And she will eat feed. So definitely put that in the ad. I mean, if you're going to sell a horse, I want to know, does it eat feed?
Oh, and yes? Grass and hay, okay. Too, by the way. It eats all three. Yeah. So this is a special horse.
Amazing. Yes.
And it also was ridden in an English saddle and bridle, but they never said how that went. I love that when it says, been ridden in an English saddle and bridle. Okay, but how'd it go?
And it said the horse has been broken and is now an awesome companion.
Yeah, like, that's not a good...
that means don't ride it.
That's not a good start.
Our final one, and it is from Susan. Susan says, and this is not her saying this, this is the ad she found. Oh, Lord. Okay. Hi, I have a mini mare for sale. Her name is, okay, I almost think that, okay, this is a teenager,
this
right?
This is definitely a teenager. No question.
Gotta love these. This is definitely a teenager. Okay. Hi, I have like a mini mare for sale and her like name is Skittles and she's totally in between 5 and 6 years old. And like I've ridden her, but she liked it really great, except she needs more work. And like I would totally prefer someone to work with her like before letting kids ride her on their own. Like they can be led around maybe like with somebody on her back, but like I would really like to totally trade her for a horse that is trained and younger than 16 years old and like taller than 4.5 feet. Or I can totally trade 2 female calves or like possibly a full grown milking cow. And I really would like totally like $400 out of her. If you're interested, you can totally call me or text me. Although I can't read text because my phone battery is about to die and my screen is cracked. Because you don't meet a teenager whose battery's not dead and screen's not cracked. I added that part, but it's probably true.
It's all in the inflection. Your inflection's perfect.
It's because I'm around teenage girls all day. They keep me young.
That's a great batch of ads, everybody. Now we get to give away a big prize. We get to give away an EquityMFG.com Flex and Fork. And I have to do this a little different today. So I'm going to call Diane.
God, I like Susan, though. I think she should win a prize. Okay, sorry. Carry on.
It was pretty good. Well, maybe she'll win the Flex and Fork. We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, I'm calling Diane live here so you can hear the phone ringing. Well, Jennifer's already off the job. She said, I don't know.
Nobody's
guest
anymore. Gunner's brother is. I'll tell you at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget that. I'm kind of curious. And we're waiting for Diane. She is the wife of the owner of Equity. Hi, Diane.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you? You're on with Jamie and I live here. I don't want you to say anything bad about anybody, okay?
Okay.
So how are things?
Darn, I had all kinds of stuff planned.
I know you did. See, I know that. I know what you and Jennifer talk about, you know, before you normally come on. You're talking about how horrible Jamie and I are. I know what goes on.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Well, so how are things in Florida?
Things are warm here in Florida, but rather, has your husband been home or is he out flying?
He is out flying. He'll be home on Tuesday.
Oh, really? Then he's been, now he goes away. What many people might not know is that Joseph, who invented the best manure forks in the world, is also does some great work as a helicopter pilot for fires, right? Does he still transport the guys in?
This year he's not doing the rappel crew, so he is, he transport crews, but they don't jump out of the helicopter. So this year.
Can you imagine that job, Jamie? One, being the pilot flying over those fires where there's all kinds of wind turbulence and it's just not good. And then or being the guy who jumps out of a helicopter down a rappel line into a fire.
I don't do helicopters, period. So I can't imagine any. my traffic days in the helicopter, I had to do it and I'm done. No more. I'm glad Joseph's crazy enough.
If anybody ever gets...
He's been in...
Go ahead. Sorry, Diane.
He's been in California on the fires there, so...
Yeah, they have some big ones going on there right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate...
So he'll only be home a couple of days, and then he's gone again, so...
Well, we appreciate him doing that. I mean, that takes a special kind of person to pilot those helicopters, and we do appreciate him doing that. Well, we are here to give away a Flexin Fork. And I was telling the audience earlier that I was at a podcasting convention this weekend with some of the top podcasters in the world. And I used your company as an example all weekend long of one of our terrific sponsors. So,
great.
So that was, so a lot more people know about the Flexin Fork and the Shaken Fork than ever wanted to know about it, to be honest, because they were not horse people. So we're going to do a draw. And we're going to give away a Flexin Fork today. Is there anything new on the Flexin Fork or Shaken Fork front over there?
No. Just been busy selling them.
That's good.
Really? And great.
We'll
That's
be getting
good.
Ready, right? I mean, the holidays are coming up, and you're going to be getting ready to ship a whole lot out this holiday season. So
that's the hope, yes.
Good. Very good. Well, if we have anything to say about it, you will. All right.
Great.
Jamie, what numbers do we have here between 1 and was up top?
Between 1 and 119, Glenn.
1 and 119 is what we're picking. Anybody that submitted an ad over the last month, including today, is in the pool. Jennifer has the list. It's an Excel spreadsheet done in the finest one column form because that's all Jennifer can figure out. And we are ready between 1 and 119.
87. 87.
Jennifer's looking it up now.
And the winner is, drum roll. You need a drum roll, Glenn. There we go. The winner is Susan Jenkins.
Very good, Susan Jenkins. Congratulations. I know that she submits quite often. I remember seeing her ads pop in. So thank you to Susan Jenkins.
Good.
We appreciate everybody that submits ads. We get a whole lot of them now, and we really appreciate you doing that. And thank you so much to Equity for your continued support of the Horse Radio Network and everything that we're doing over here.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care. We'll talk to you next
I'll
month.
Okay, I'll talk to you next month.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
So I met a lady over the weekend, Jamie, that is a podcaster that has a Lusitano farm. So I know. I said you'd have that reaction.
That's kind of what Joseph does too. I mean, he's very big into the Portuguese Lusitanos. You know, it's pretty much just Lusitano and Andalusian are very similar. It just depends on Portugal claimed one and Spain claimed the other. So
aren't they just about the same though? I mean, really?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much the distinction is the country.
Yeah. Okay. I was wondering about that because they look the same.
If you're in Portugal, you say, oh, the best are the Lusitanos. And if you're in Spain, you go, oh, no, the best are the Andalusians. And they're like pretty much the same thing.
So pretty much we've just alienated all the Lusitano and the Andalusian people who are going, no, they're not the same at all. So we've now pissed off both groups.
You know what, though? You guys know. You guys know the truth. I think actually somebody told me that who was knowledgeable on that subject because I asked the same thing. And it was like, oh, it just depends on what country you're in. And the bloodlines are different because of the different countries. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, what about Gunner? Now, we had the name Gunner come up as one of the horses in Really Bad Ads. And you said, what was your question again?
Okay, hold on. Has anybody answered it? I said, who is Gunner? Does anybody, or who's Gunner's brother? Can somebody please tell me who Gunner's brother is? Can some girl
Uda
that grew up
Thor.
In the late... Yeah, no, it's not then. Okay. Some girl who grew up as a teenager in the late 80s, early 90s. Anybody? Okay. Gunner's brother's name is Matthew. And Matthew and Gunner were these beautiful blonde sons of Ricky Nelson. And they were the soundtrack to my youth. And they are of the band Nelson. And I mean, how can you not know this song? Glenn, can you play it?
What
did
song
you
am
find
I?
It?
I missed that. What song am I playing?
I messaged you.
Oh,
I messaged you and I said, look this up, but I can just play a little bit of it here if you can. She understands my desire. Oops. Can you hear
you
it?
Grow up. Yeah, we can hear it.
We need the chorus. It's a part. Come on, bring it. Here we go. I can't live without your love.
Okay, and your 20 seconds are up before we have to pay royalties. So right now.
I do what I can.
There you go.
See, how does that not ring with everybody? My God, look at them. Just Google Nelson twins and you'll see how beautiful they were with their long, gorgeous blonde hair and their very 80s fashion style. Oh, with the things flying. And
Jennifer just texted and said, oh dear, my head is going to explode.
I can play some more. I mean, because really after the
no,
rain
don't play anymore.
Ballad,
I really don't want to have to pay royalties on that song. So
will we own it? Can we play it all the time if we have to pay royalties?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Dude, whatever. Nelson is just happy to be talked about right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly. Because I can tell you there's not too many in the audience are going, what?
Oh, they were the soundtrack of my youth. I had a Matthew and Gunner pillowcase.
Were they like kind of the boy band of your era?
I don't even think they were that popular. But I saw them I went to their concert and it was one of those where like a bunch of different bands come up and they played like three songs because that's pretty
much all they
had.
And they're kind of flamed out and working McDonald's now? Is that?
Well, their dad is Ricky Nelson.
Oh, well,
so they must have money from somewhere.
Yeah.
They were so beautiful, though. And they had a couple big hits. And you know what? Whatever. Suck it. They were awesome.
Oh, look at, and actually, Lisa, I got to give Lisa our last shout out of the day. She says, oh, Jamie, Connor's look during the song just now. It's her son, Connor. You have to look at the picture she just posted on Horses in the Morning. It's the same look Jennifer had. Utter terror. It's more like, what the hell is that? That's very funny, Lisa. Thank you for being on our side, Jennifer and our side that today.
Oh, he's rocking out. He's
no,
jumping
he's
up and down.
Look at that look of utter horror on his face.
I will play some more. I will sing. I will play.
Hey, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy. Get a ride on your horse. Enjoy the summertime. I know it's hot, but then winter was cold. So at least in the hot, you can ride your horse. So go out and ride your horse. See you, everybody.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Thank God it's Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, I'm going horse shopping this weekend.